Thank you, Madam Chair, and I warmly welcome high-level delegation of Cuba, and of course I join all my colleagues in recognizing Gonzalez Ferrer service here to the committee. So I will be addressing Article 3, National Machinery for the Advancement of Women. The Federation of Cuban Women constitutes the national machinery for the advancement of women and coordinates implementation of the national program for the advancement of women adopted 2021, as it was mentioned already several times. The program itself aligns with the national and international commitments such as the Constitution, Beijing Platform for Action, CEDAW, and the 2030 Agenda. A sister structure for the Federation is a working group led by the Deputy Prime Minister with the participation of members of the Council of State. However, the State Report has not given examples on how the working group has been mainstreaming gender equality across sectoral policies and how the coordination with provincial mechanisms takes place. Please kindly enlighten the committee on this. In fact, the Federation of Cuban Women is an all-power structure in implementation of gender equality and its political, social, economic and cultural policies in Cuba. How does the Federation promote the participation of women of African descent? It was mentioned already, but I will repeat, of African descent, women with disabilities, and rural women in the adoption and implementation of public policies. Please explain the relationship and collaboration between the Federation and women's organizations in implementing the national program for the advancement of women. And please also enlighten on how the Federation assists independent civil society and independent NGOs in Cuba in their respective fields of gender equality. The State Report refers to spaces opened by the Federation with the professionals to provide psychological and legal support for women. It was also has been mentioned by the head of delegation. Could the government indicate whether there is protocol that standardizes care throughout the whole country? Cuba does not have a national human rights institution so far. On the other hand, the establishment in 2023 of the Directorate of the Ombudsman's Office in the Ministry of Justice might be seen as a first step towards such a goal. The Ombudsman focuses on protecting vulnerable groups, aligning with the state's approach to enhance legal support within its participatory system. How many complaints has the National Ombudsman received from women since its establishment last year? In what areas and how many have been resolved? To what extent gender sensitivity training has been provided to the Ombudsman's office? While the committee recognizes that the Ombudsman's Office strengthens existing inter-institutional framework for human rights, the committee still wonders if the government has plans to establish a national human rights mechanism in accordance with the Paris principles. Thank you.